I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
Did you know that the band Hips is also a real band? Like, in real life, it's real. Drew and Christina wrote the music of Asking For It, and their band is putting out an album with all of the tracks. We made a Spotify playlist with all our episodes plus the soundtrack, so you can binge listen with dance breaks. Just search for Asking For It soundtrack in Spotify, and you'll find it. From Mermaid Palace and Caitlin Prest, that's me.
Asking For It, featuring Drew Denny. Episode 2, Too Little.
I need to let you in on a little secret. I fake it for everyone. I think it started with my first time. I was 13, and two guys I thought were my friends pressured me into losing my virginity to them both. I wanted to want it, and that's when I learned that sex was something I gave people when they wanted it. And that part of what they wanted from the experience was confirmation that they had done a good job. So, I rolled my eyes into the back of my head and spoke in tongues like I was possessed. I committed to a strategy of faking it in the room, then taking care of myself later. But it's not like that with Coach. Coach watches the entire show, staring at me from the edge of the stage. I feel so charged by this person holding me in her gaze. Coach. She's got long, curly hair that she pulls back into a tight bun at the nape of her neck. Sparkly green eyes with long, dark lashes. Oh, and she's one of the most talented musicians alive. I mean, she plays bass, she plays guitar, she plays the drums, she plays three keyboards at the same time, and another one with her foot. She's the mastermind of Mufet. She decides what happens when and how it's gonna sound. As soon as we finish our last song, she hops up onto the stage and walks up to me. I'm bent over unplugging my keyboard, so I yelp a bit with surprise when I stand up.
Good show.
Okay. Sorry, startled me.
Killed it.
Come with me.
Come. Well, I just have to break down my gear real quick.
No, there's no time for that. Come.
Okay.
She leads me backstage, effortlessly navigating the curtains and pulleys and gear, the hallways and doors to various green rooms and equipment storage to her dressing room, a fucking mansion compared to the broom closet we were given to change in before the show. She grabs a backpack and makes a call, and suddenly we're in a car heading to her hotel. She sends a flurry of text messages telling me she just has to take care of some business. But somehow she manages to elicit my entire childhood story between the venue and the hotel while texting.
Classic lesbian runaway story.
Tell me more about that.
I'm really different from everyone in my family.
It's like hard to understand.
I mean, I don't judge people for being straight.
She looks up at me when we arrive and she smiles. And my fucking heart melts.
Here's my key.
She gives me her room key and tells me to go up alone so I can have a minute to get ready for her.
Okay.
I walk through the lobby, struggling to find the elevators in this fancy marble and chandelier kind of place while I'm wearing assless panties and a neon crop top. Feels like that part in Pretty Woman where Julia Roberts does not have a runner in her pantyhose. I walk nervously down the hallway. Feels weird to just let myself into her room.
She must really like me.
I go to the bathroom to fix my face. I sweat so much when I perform that I always have some smudge under my eyes and lipstick on my chin. I lean over the sink to wipe my eyes with a tissue, and suddenly she yanks me up by my ponytail and kisses my neck while I watch in the mirror as she twists my hair around her fist. The water is still gushing into the sink. She reaches over and plugs it up, lets the sink fill as she watches me watching her touch me.
Close your eyes. Hold your breath.
And shoves my face into the sink full of water and holds it there. I don't struggle one bit.
Are you faking it right now? Are you faking? You're faking it. I can tell.
I'm just getting excited.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I guess I should admit I have a history of faking.
You do.
But it's not you, it's just...
Oh, sorry, just a sec. I gotta...
Hold that thought.
Hi.
Sorry about that. Don't worry. Okay.
I want to make you come, okay?
I tell her my dirty secret about my first time and every time since then. She doesn't judge me.
Take a deep breath. Slow down. Close your eyes. How's that?
It's really good.
It's good.
Yeah.
I breathe when she tells me to.
Okay. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
You feel that?
Yes.
How's
it? Yeah.
I feel like I'm actually in my body, feeling what's happening rather than performing what I think I'm supposed to be feeling. I'm here in her hands. She holds me, and I actually sleep through the night. It feels so good to finally get some rest.
Hello?
I had sex last night.
Oh, so that's where you disappeared to.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I will wrap all of your gear at our next show and carry everything. I'll set it up and I'll break it down. I'll do whatever you want. I'm really, really sorry. I had sex. And what's up with you?
While you were doing all that, the label woman, Taylor, came to the show. And I was looking for you everywhere.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, she wants us to audition for her for South by Southwest.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I know. It's cool.
When do we? So what do we do? Is it like a like? Do we actually like play?
No, it's like a full-on performance. Like we have to do like everything we did last night. So it's like we need to practice. We need to figure out what we're wearing, which I think we should just do the same thing as we did last time.
Assless panties.
Yeah, assless panties. Okay. And she's coming back to town in 6 months, so we have to. We have like 6 months to get our shit together.
As soon as I tell KG about Coach, I wonder if it'll ever happen again.
Will she call me? Was I a one-night stand? A conquest of tour? Or a groupie?
And then she texts me.
Goldie, I'm in town for 48 hours. Want to spend them together?
Should I play it cool? How long should I wait to reply? I'm already typing.
Remember the way you get in my shape. Remember the way you carry my weight. I still feel your body rolling on mine like waves.
I don't play it cool. I just want to let her know I'm hers. It's happening, and I don't think there's anything I can do to stop it.
Hold the phone. You've been watching all this time. I've been working on the grind.
It's scarier to play a song I'm writing than to take my clothes off in front of someone.
Sounds really good. Thank you. What if you held the high E? Like when I go down?
Every time I play for her, she makes it better. She sees what I'm trying to do before I even know it.
Sounds really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. Beautiful.
It's about you.
In 48 hours, she makes me come with one hand in the kitchen. She makes me come with one hand on the hiking trail. She makes me come with one hand in traffic on the way to the grocery store. She holds me while I fry onions so I don't cry.
Is it helping? It's really helping.
We dream dreams.
Do you think we'll ever make something together? Should we?
Yes!
And then, she's gone.
Did you get home okay?
Back to her place.
No response.
I can come to you next time.
Which is, I guess, her private space.
No response.
Naked selfie. Thinking of you.
Or on tour.
Can't talk.
And that's how it goes.
I'm back in 6 weeks.
We see each other one weekend a month for 6 months.
Counting down the minutes. We have 60,407 to go.
Tell me what to do, just tell me what to do. You find my
the wait is torture, but we make the best of it. Crumbs are blackheads. The loophole is my butthole. Koala is when I wrap my arms and legs around her and hold her with a band.
I really like to koala you.
I'm the luckiest tree in the world.
I let her investigate me like a doctor.
The juiciest blackhead is again.
No, I don't know.
Oh, there's another.
No.
And she does seem to know the cure to most of what ails me.
Well, I hope you'll tell me what does turn you on.
I don't like it when you fake it. That does not turn me on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, coach.
I only ever want you to be real with me.
It can be a little bit much sometimes, but it's nice to be needed, to be useful.
I'm on the floor.
I hate myself.
You're literally on the floor.
I don't want to be alive. I don't want to be here. I don't know why I'm here. What's the point? What the fuck is the point? I don't...
Love is the point. Yes.
You push into me. I'll hold it. You push into me, I pull in.
Sometimes she just needs to see me.
Show me what you're wearing.
Other times she just needs to know where I am.
Send me a picture right now. Why do you and KG need to hang out more? You already practice together like every fucking day. Where are you? Hello? Right now. Right now. Picture right now. Now.
I'm at dinner with some friends.
Where are you?
And I have to leave. I'm dancing with some friends.
What? No.
I'm at KG's birthday party.
Happy. One more time. May all your dreams come true.
I really need you right now.
I have to leave.
You're leaving in the middle of my birthday party? Can we celebrate later?
I stop going out with my friends. I tell KG that I can't make it to practice. I tell my friends that I can't hang out tonight.
Or tomorrow.
Or the next day.
Or the day after that.
I wake up with my phone. I go to sleep with my phone. I'm always ready for her.
Coach just surprised me with a visit. Is it cool if we push practice to Monday?
No, dude. Our audition is tomorrow. See you at 2.
I'm afraid to tell Coach that we're auditioning for Taylor. Maybe if I just show her how excited I am.
I have really good news.
Tell me.
Chrissy G and I are auditioning for the South by Southwest lineup.
Really?
Yeah, hips.
Don't you think you should do it on your own?
No, I'm doing it with the
She's
hips.
Like stealing your light, dude.
But that's our band. That's.
I feel like you could do better than that.
She's like my sister.
I don't know. She's obsessed with you.
We've been like roommates since I was a teenager.
Best friends? Like, how do all lesbian love affairs begin?
Well, ours began.
It's special, but I don't know.
Well, we're doing this audition. I'm really excited about it. We're supposed to treat it like it's a real show, like show up in costume and everything, and like.
Oh, you're gonna? Are you gonna wear that thing, the assless panties one?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love it, but like, I really don't want you to wear that in front of people.
That's our uniform.
Yeah, but now we're together. And, like, I don't want people, like, looking at your body like that. It creeps me out.
What should I wear?
Something else. Something. Wear something that makes you think of me.
Okay. Do you want to help me pick it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to look sexy no matter what.
Thank you.
I just want, like, I want those buns to be for me. Just me.
These buns are for you.
Okay, great.
I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of 6 darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. You understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is everything else set up?
Yeah.
Oh, you hold it. Okay. Do you want to go get changed?
This is my outfit.
What?
I'm trying a new look.
I'm not gonna be the only one wearing assless fucking panties.
Well, was your choice, and I'm just trying something a little different.
You look Amish right now. I don't know, like, you're all.
Hey, are you guys hips?
Yes,
Taylor's ready for you.
Can you turn it on silent? It's a little bit distracting.
Dude, turn off your fucking phone. What are you doing? Yeah, let me.
What's wrong? Do you have some kind of emergency?
My girlfriend is just, I'm gonna take care of.
Oh. I got it. Say no more. I've been there. Why don't you just put it on mute? She'll still be mad at you later. Take it from the top. Take a minute. Let's do it again.
Really?
Yeah,
I've been there. Oh my god. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You want me to hold it for you? You want me to answer?
No. Definitely not.
Thanks, Taylor. We really appreciate it.
All right. I was liking it. Let's get it again from the top. Let's go.
Is that an old picture, or are you lying? Are you lying?
Hey! Hey, what's up? Guess who's going to South by Southwest? Oh, you are? Yeah, girl!
I'm so glad you let us start over. Where are you? Who's that person next to you in the picture? What are you actually doing? Why do you feel so far away right now? Who are you with? Hello? Hello?
Oh my god, we got the show!
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. People are gonna, like, lech on you.
Just saw the photos from your show last night. Nice. Wish you'd told me you were gonna dress like a piece of trash, because then at least I could have chose not to look at you. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Do you like it when I rub your thigh like this? You want me to go higher?
Not until you're dead. Send me a pic. I'm not doing well.
Dripping.
You call me right now? Why aren't you writing me back? Are you with someone? Who are you with?
Where did you get a jar full of lady?
I came prepared.
I feel really far away. What's going on? What's wrong? What are you doing right now? I feel sick.
Bye.
Okay, I might do something bad. I really need you to be here for me right now. Can you please pick up the phone? I need to hear your voice. You're the only person who cares about me. I really need you right now.
Sorry.
I hope you won't forget me when I'm gone. I hope you'll see. You're my soulmate. I know I'm old and washed up and you can do better than me, but I hope you'll look back on this and realize how much I cared about you. You were all I ever dreamed of. I'm gonna put my phone down now. I guess you're busy. Bye, Goldie.
I can't do this show. I'm really sorry.
What? Why? What the fuck's going on? What happened? Are you okay?
Yeah, Coach, I just can't go.
Well, obviously you owe me an explanation because this is something we've been working towards, like, for a really long time, and you're just telling me you can't fucking come? What the fuck?
She's just, like, freaking out, and she doesn't want me to go. I don't know. She's like, are we gonna hang out with there? Where are we staying? Like, who is this Taylor person? And
who gives a fuck? Coach doesn't have to fucking come. Are you kidding me?
I can't really talk right now, actually. I have to go, but I just wanted
Goldie,
to...
Goldie, what is going on with you? You've been so weird lately. Like, I don't understand why you're not... What the hell's going on? It's like you're just giving up on everything or something. Like, what is Coach doing to you?
I just don't want to fuck it up, you know? And I don't know what...
Well, you're fucking this up. You're fucking this up right now. You're fucking me over right now. You're fucking our band over.
It's like either you're going to be mad at me or she's going to be mad at me. And so
what is this weird-ass spell that she has over you? Like, seriously? Like, what would you say to me if a guy was saying all this to me? Like, if a guy was doing all of this to me, what would you feel? What would you say?
Hey, want to come to my place tonight? I want you to see my space. Would you be down?
Cut.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, come here.
Oh.
I just need to tell her
to
I'm going to play the show. I'm going to South by Southwest.
Guess what? I have a present for you. I need to talk later. I was thinking about your first time, and I guess I was thinking we could give you a second shot, a redo.
A redo? Yeah. A virginity redo?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just like erase that. Thing.
Delete.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that I would really like that.
Oh!
It's a dick.
Yeah.
Wow. I have not been penetrated by a strap-on before.
So it's like a real virginity.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
Do you want to talk still? What's up?
Oh, we can talk later.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
30s?
Yeah.
How old?
I know we need to talk, but I don't want to bring up anything complicated when she's being so sweet.
Behind the bleachers.
Okay.
It's cool. Are you cheerleading all day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I a football player? Or am I like a nerdy music kid?
Nerdy.
Should I be a nerdy? Yeah, yeah, okay, sounds good.
I just I want to enjoy this part. This good part. I'm staring at her ear like it's the first ear I've ever seen. Noticing how the buzz of her hair fades into the back of her neck.
Summer.
Who is that?
No, it's nobody. Just don't. Just let's just step out.
Coach, what
don't,
the fuck is this?
No, we're stepping out, okay? This has been the second episode of Asking for It, a serialized fictional podcast brought to you by CBC Podcasts and the audio art company Mermaid Palace. It's my new company. It's very exciting. If you want to know more about the makers of the show or see pictures of Goldie and Coach and KG, go to mermaidpalace.org or follow us on Instagram at mermaidpalaceart. This show was written by Drew Denny and produced by me, Caitlin Prest. Audio production by Ryder Alsop. We had help with audio production and sound design by Phoebe Unter in the first trimester of this project. Sound design by me, Ryder Alsop, and Harry Nazen, who is also our mix engineer. Harry and I did the final mix of the whole show at the amazing Apollo Studios in Toronto. You heard Drew Denny as Goldie, Christina Gaillard as KG, Mel Shimkovitz as Taylor, Kate Linthicum as Taylor's assistant, Emily Badson is Goldie's dancing buddy, and Ed Valentine is Summer. Original scoring by Christina Gaillard. You heard music on this episode by Drew and Christina's real live best friendship band, Hips. Go to showusyourhips.com to support their music. From CBC Podcasts, our executive producer is Arif Nurani, the senior producer is Tanya Springer, and our digital coordinating producer is Judy Z. Gu. If you identify with Goldie or Coach, if you hear yourself or your partner in the relationships represented on this show, we want you to know that there are resources available to help you. In North America, there are a few programs specifically treating LGBTQ victims, survivors, and perpetrators of intimate partner abuse. Reach out to the Los Angeles LGBT Center at lalgbtcenter.org/health/services/mental-health/intimate-partner-domestic-violence to learn more about their services. They are one of the only programs of their kind and offer sliding scale and free crisis counseling, as well as safety planning services to victims of domestic violence. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is available by phone at 1-800-799-SAFE or can be reached online, where you can get help without saying a word out loud by chatting with their care advocates at www.thehotline.org. Thanks for listening. Take care.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.